You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recent scrutiny surrounding foreign political donations have flared after revelations from the National Party received $150,000 from Chinese billionaire Lang Lin. This large sum has led to fears over foreign influence on New Zealand's political system. While a cap for overseas donations are supposedly set at $1,500, Lin managed to skirt these laws by donating through a New Zealand-based company. Some, such as Victoria University's Dr. Simon Chappell, have called for an outright ban on foreign donations, as well as a cap on domestic ones. I spoke with Dr. Lara Greaves from the University of Auckland about the laws on donating and the unequal amount gifted to right-leaning parties. I started off by asking Dr. Greaves to clarify what the current laws are over foreign donation.
Yeah, so there's a lot of sort of, the rules on this are a little bit complex and a bit confusing, and I think a lot of people just don't, they go, oh, donations, that's something over there, and they just kind of ignore it because it's electoral law and people aren't very into electoral law. So when you actually look at the rules, someone who's classified as a foreign donor can only actually donate up to $1,500 in a given year. So this is more a case of people going, oh, okay, let's find some way to work the rules to get this money through rather than the actual law. It's all within the law what they've done. But we do actually have a very limited foreign donation thing, although I just recently read that over 100 countries have completely banned foreign donations. So this is more a case of people looking at the law and it saying a certain thing and then people kind of working around it.
So this donation isn't technically illegal. Why is it being labelled as troubling?
Yeah, so people have kind of labelled this, like Ardern's labelled it outside of the spirit of the law, because I think what it comes back to is a little bit of it's going to be xenophobia, right? And we see this is when a lot of, say, Chinese business people donate money. We saw this with the earlier one with Zhang to the National Party and that whole, the Jamie Lee Roth tapes and that drama. That when someone, when an outside influence, even if the person is actually not outside, they're just perceived as outside, when they donate money, this often people go, oh, foreign influence, and there's an element of xenophobia in that, firstly. Secondly, I'd say that people, they don't like the idea of this, and when we go back to that fundamental sort of fairness that people have and that gut kind of feeling of fairness, does this feel fair? People kind of feel as though it doesn't. So I think there's an element of that in there as well.
So private influence over politics occurs overseas, but what is the historical link between money and power in New Zealand? How often does this happen here?
So here we see like a real, and we've seen it over sort of the last, you know, few decades, we've seen National receive a lot higher donations generally than Labour. So if you look at the last election, National got $4.6 million in donations overall, and Labour got $1.6 million in donations. Now, a lot of that hasn't been foreign donors. People generally, when there are the quote-unquote foreign donors, that tends to be only like a couple of thousand dollars. Or I think, yeah, last year, Labour, it was $900. It's not a lot of money that are in this foreign category. But generally, I think there's been this huge imbalance over the years between the amount of money that's gone to right-leaning parties and right-wing parties and that has gone to left-leaning parties. So if you look at ACT, who have one MP, they got 780,000 last election, and the Greens got 850,000, yet they're a lot larger party. So I think a lot of it comes back to actual, like, politics, because we want to keep this fairness and democracy out of politics, right? We want to go back to these sort of fundamental values. But historically, the right has gotten a lot greater amounts of donations, and so that means that from time to time it comes up as quite a sort of large political issue, and especially around the issue of just moving towards state funding rather than having foreign donors or any donors, any businesses, any individual person able to donate money.
Do you know what the laws are surrounding transparency for these donations?
Yeah, so if you donate more than $15,000 in a year, you have to be public, but if it's less than $15,000, then you don't have to. So there's like a big long load of bullet points on the Electoral Commission website that are incredibly confusing, even people that are really into this.
How tight do you think our laws are in preventing foreign interference? Do you think they're good enough or they really need to be looked at again?
Well, the Justice Select Committee are looking at them at the moment and really trying to figure out exactly what you can do to tighten these laws. The problem is the people that we're talking about are really creative, and they are generally like successful businesses, and we know or those sort of larger international businesses and stuff. So we know that those people are particularly good at finding their way around laws. I think that they need to be tightened, but that's just a very difficult thing to do because people will find a way around it. They're sneaky. It's just what these people do.
What do you think the intentions were behind the Lang Lin donation to the National Party?
Yeah, so people have speculated that that has been around because it's on behalf of sort of that, like Lang Lin's involved in horse trading and one of those sort of larger horse traders. That's relating to the laws around banning the export of livestock, like live livestock. So, and those laws, it could have something to do with that. I think that generally, though, it just fundamentally everyone can kind of see this. You go back to why would someone donate that much money? And we've seen in the past it's been, you know, to get dinner with ministers or to actually have people's ear, and that's, I think, quite threatening to people or kind of suspicious to people.
Dr. Simon Chappell from Victoria University spoke with Radio New Zealand suggesting a cap on domestic donations as well as a complete ban on foreign ones. Do you agree with this? And if not, do you suggest any other kind of reform?
So if you cap the donation, automatically what's going to happen is you're going to have political parties on the right go, but that's now disadvantaging us. And they're going to then cry nanny state because they're going to go, well, then are you going to go to publicly funded? Then you're going to have to publicly fund up to a point, and the general public are going to go, I don't want my money going to political parties. I don't want my tax dollars going to funding political parties when, say, the health system and other systems need work. So I don't really know what the answer is in all of this. I think that no matter what you do, you're going to get cries of, oh, but they said this, oh, they did that. I do think that, unfortunately, if I go back to sort of, for me, the different forms of political participation, and donating money is political participation, and it's political participation that we can't all do. So for a lot of people, they don't have enough money to live day to day, let alone give money, give 1,000, give 30,000, give 100,000 to political parties. And I think that that's fundamentally unfair. And so, like, I mean, as a sort of purist democratic person, I would love to go to a system that's all publicly funded and fair, because again, businesses are always going to give disproportionately large amounts of money to the right-wing parties, and then they're going to have that advantage. But unfortunately, I don't think that the public will necessarily want to give their tax money to politicians.
Anything else sort of in the general area that you'd like to say about this topic?
I think I'd just probably add as well that, yeah, we've looked at the New Zealand election study, a representative sample of New Zealanders, and only a few percent of people do give money to political parties, whether that's just a small amount. And that does seem to be quite an unequal thing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.